Page 61. On Brexit and Mexit.
Today in The Exchange, we examine the modern monarchy, and let's hear from you. Whether you're fascinated by the royals or not, we welcome your input. Helping us out this hour is Nicoletta Gulace. She's an associate professor of history at UNH with a specialty in British history. And Nicoletta, it's great to see you. Welcome back.
Nice to see you too, Laura.
So for 4 years, 4 years, Britain has been arguing over whether to stay in the European Union. That original Brexit vote was 2016. It seems hard to imagine. Now the House of Commons gives its final strong backing to making this happen. House of Lords gets its chance next week. But is this the top story in Britain? No, it's Harry and Meghan. What is going on, Nicoletta?
Well, I actually think the two stories are related. Brexit is really, in many ways, a leap in the dark for the British. So the monarchy and the stability that is provided by the monarchy is all the more important to people. Brexit is also an affirmation of a little England, a return to tradition against the modernizing influence of the European Union and its cosmopolitanism. And if you're harking back to a little England, an old-fashioned notion of Englishness, the Queen and the royalty and the monarchy are absolutely central to creating that sense, again, of continuity, of stability, and of Englishness. So to have them in turmoil right now is very disquieting, I think, for people, and thus having this crisis right at the same time that Britain is exiting the European Union is something that garnered a huge amount of attention.
What is the brand?
The brand is very interesting and complex because the brand of the British monarchy works on a number of levels. On one hand, there's the literal brand, which is worth billions of dollars in tourism, in assets, in merchandising, in all those things that bring people to Britain. On another hand, the brand is also about preserving the irreproachable image of the British monarchy. This is crucially important on one hand, because in a democracy, it would be possible for the British people to get rid of the monarchy. So it's absolutely crucial for them to make the monarchy something that people want to hang on to, something that represents an institution greater than their individual selves. And so that is one of the reasons they're so concerned about preserving the image. On a third level, what the crown does and part of the brand is it places a spotlight on a variety of good causes locally and internationally. If you have a community center and you're going to be opening it up to have Princess Anne there, helps you do what you're planning to do and bring attention to it.
Wow, a much wider brand than I realized, with much larger economic repercussions.
Copyright New Hampshire Public Radio.